Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful show. We're going to do healings tonight, so you can just sit back and relax. And nothing for you to do. I'll just talk about the lightship and why it's here. For some people who might be new to the show or who just are kind of curious and never heard of the word Creation Lightship before, if you take the Bible, and when Jesus walked the earth, he used and that term for the lightship, he used the word father. That's because it was a male-based society, and they wouldn't know anything about any type of ships, although they have, you know, back then documented in a lot of the paintings and things, and, you know, people know about UFOs that have been here for a long time, and those are all 3D items, so they didn't know something about that, but it wasn't really the creation lightship that they were seeing, although the Star of Bethlehem was one of the defense ships from the lightship. So anyway, if you're new to the program, just take the Bible and most of the information there, just change the word Father to creation lightship, and you're going to have a much better perspective on why it's here again. And it's here because of ascension. This is what Jesus came to teach everyone, and right now we're here to do the same process in this next 2,000-year cycle, which is where we are right now. When ascension will happen, I don't have an idea. You know, many prophecies have stated the year 2012, but I cannot confirm that. But it does feel pretty close, since the lightship wanted me to come out in early of 2005 to help people for the ascension process. So we're going to do healings tonight. What we'll first do is an entity release from everyone. Remember, the lightship is here to regain your spirituality, in a sense, to bring back to you your lost spirit fragments so that you can leave here whole and complete. If you're not fully in your body and your spirit's out hanging out elsewhere, then it needs to be collected again. So this is why, in most cases, the physical body of everyone should have their spirit fully intact, just as you were born. But this normally is not the case for most people here, because you're not taught to stay in your body. And one reason is entities. And entities are emotional bodies. Remember, this is an invisible body, and it can be called a spirit. And this spirit energy that was created by the earth is here to help buffer the densities that are here that would help to actually kill your body if all your emotions came upon you instantly. So the emotional body is like a buffer body, and it's the way the earth spirit can sample love. So we're going to take away some of these energies. These are what you might call as ghosts. When they come into you, these emotional bodies bring into you your full life experience. And that life experience can be from the body that they lived in, you know, thousands and thousands of years ago, along with their current energy of body hopping through many people. So they're having an experience also, just like your physical body is, in one lifetime, except they may give you hundreds, if not thousands, of lifetimes in one entity. So here we are again to do some entity clearing, to sit back and relax. And we're going to work with the bottom of your feet, working our way up now to your ankles, to your knees, going up to your waist, and move into the center portion of your body where your body organs are. And again, just kind of think of a pain you might have. It might just be released instantly. Remember, entities will bring you their experience and share that with you. So if you have any type of physical pain, maybe it's a pain of maybe only like a really small pain, but when you have maybe a thousand entities come into you, it could be a very enormous pain. So you want to get these released out of you. And here we go. And along with the pain, they can bring you addictions. Now we're working with your shoulders, working with your forearms here, elbows, wrist, fingers. Working now with your neck and your head. And they're just being released now gently. Just kind of sit back and relax as they release from your body. Great. And we're going to bring more of you back in. These are the parts of you that left through your particular traumas and fears, anxieties. Remember, anything that's not experienced in you with love energy, your spirit does not live there, and it must leave because it cannot handle that low vibration. And this is why when I do a special healing with people where I bring in their twin flame energy, they must be cleaned out quite a bit so that you can actually experience your twin flame, because it won't come back into you and the traumas that you're experiencing needs to have this divine energy with you of your own spirit so that it can integrate more fully with you. This is one of the sessions that I do. It's called a 4-in-1 session. Very, very important so you can regain your spiritual identity if you get the other half of you. Otherwise, you're only here with half of your spiritual energy. This is why you're searching outside of yourself for people to fill the gaps, the holes in your life experience here, because your twin flame is not with you. The dark side chose and wanted to keep it away from you. So we're going to count to 10 as more of you come back into your body. And remember, most twin flames are not on this planet. There's only probably, I would say under 1,000 people here on the planet who probably have twin flame energies with them. So basically saying that the twin flame energy is not available on this planet. It's out in the universe experiencing life somewhere else, just like you're experiencing life here. So here we go. Coming back into your body, I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. And we're going to go to your heart centers. And there we go. Great. Throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. Power chakra, second chakra, and first chakra. And if you'd like to have your chakras opened up more, we'll do that right now. And I normally go body width. I have had people say they like it more than that. So let's go like twice that for some of you people. And here we go. I'll use the word spin. Go to your heart center first. Spin, 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 open. And I will go to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra. Spin, 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 open. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. And next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is very important. This is where you should be in meditation, where you're actually still in your body. You don't want to meditate and go out of your body. Then you're leaving your body completely unprotected, and you will gain more entities. So this is thing you don't want to do is meditate to go out of your body. This is why a lot of people do meditate, because of stress reduction, so you can leave the earth plane, and then your poor body suffers, and you're out there having a great time, and your spirit definitely would like to leave here, but it's trapped, so it does go out and have fun, but it's not being responsible to you. So you must command your body to hold its spirit in it, and command your spirit not to leave your body. Both ways work very well. So here we go. Going to drop you down from your mind to your heart. And we'll just count from 10 down to 1. Think of an elevator. Here we go. 10th floor is your awakening consciousness at your forehead, dropping down into your heart. When I get to 1, you'll be there. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, just stay there in your heart center and experience your spirit. Talk to it. If you can't hear it, ask it to turn the volume up. And if you still can't, just kind of enjoy being heart-centered. Okay, it should be pretty well centered in your heart right now. And the way you tell is if you just start to think a thought, it'll come out of your chest area, not out of your head. So if you've made this connection for the first time, it's quite awesome. And you may go, wow, what a difference it is. I'd like to now energize a light beam on your screen. So if you're new to the program and you're just listening on, you know, the program just by clicking on the BBS, I'd like you to go to Creation Lightship Healing. You can go to the Monday show if you like. And that's the easiest, the first one on the list there. You go Sunday, then Monday, and at 4 o'clock you're going to see Creation Lightship Healing. Just click on it. And then scroll down maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar. And underneath the testimonials and the blinking flower, you're going to see a light beam there. And this picture will become energized here. We'll bring in the females right now. And just kind of watch the light beam on your screen here. We're going to energize her to bring in some wonderful healing energies for everyone. And you may want to watch the rays on her forehead change. Watch the eyes change. Become more, a little more transparent, brighter. You might see the picture all of a sudden become more three-dimensional, start to float off of your monitor screen. And she'll provide you with some healing tonight. There we go. Looking very, very nice on my end. And, boy, it looks great. Okay. We'll bring in some oxygen from the light ship. We have special rooms on the light ship where they do oxygen therapy. And I'll start to do sessions with that for people who want to experience a one-hour healing session with special oxygens. This is wonderful if you have some type of physical problem. So I'm going to bring in a few of these here for a sample for everyone. Each one is a little different. So the light ship wants to bring in number 7, first of all. So what I'll do is bring in the energy here. You may feel it coming into your room. It'll come in through the light beam. And what we're going to do is bring in number 7. And take a couple of deep breaths here. And you're going to experience this new oxygen here if you haven't ever sampled the light ship oxygen. Now let's put some music on so you can have this experience here. And just feel the healing abilities of this oxygen. Each one's going to be a little bit different. Bring in number 15. If you'd like to comment, just go to the BBS Fast Chat, click on it underneath the light beam, and let me know how this oxygen feels. Sometimes it'll taste sweet, sometimes it'll give you better breathing. So it's, everybody has their own little personal journey here, but they are different types of oxygen. Okay, here comes number 18. And again, take a couple of deep breaths and sample this different type of oxygen from the light ship. We'll do number 21. These are all those little samples that we do, so just enjoy this different healing properties of each oxygen here. Designed for special healings for our physical bodies. And here comes number 47. Again, take a deep breath. Exhale and do another one. And try to take note of where this oxygen is helping your body. Each one is specialized just for you and what you may need at the time for healing. Bring in number 61 right now. And take a deep breath, a couple of them, and just see how you're feeling. And now they want to bring in number 27 for everybody. So again, take a deep breath or two and just have this wonderful experience. Remember the song by Van Halen, Contact is All It Takes. And then you sense a change, nothing feels the same, love comes walking in. Okay, some comments on the fast chat that people are breathing a little better, probably sampling the different energies here. Each one is very beneficial for all of us, and each one provides special healing. And we're now going to just do what we start off with for all the lightship healings here. You normally need to have and must have, we'll say, the emotional clearing. This is, allows your spirit to have full integrity with you. Without having an emotional clearing, it's very hard to have physical healings done to your body because your spirit is not healed completely. Remember, it takes on the residuals from the emotional body and gets imprinted by these energies. And people talk about the past life review, and that's having your spirit healed, and that can take up to sometimes 50 years to do. On the emotional clearing, it's called a 3-in-1 clearing that we do, and that does that for you. This is why people have a lot greater success with their healings after having an emotional clearing. So it heals the body, heals your spirit, and heals the emotional body. Remember, the emotional body is like a sponge, and it collects all these densities and traumas so that your physical body won't be basically terminated by these densities. So here we go. Going to go back 5 days in your life. So 5 days ago, on the emotions, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared. And today cleared. So that should help you out quite a bit. And we're going to do another one, the flip side of this one here. About 80% of the people live in emotions, but the other 20% live more in their feelings. So we're going to do a feeling body. This, again, is another invisible body, which you call spirit. We have 108 of these bodies that make up the physical body. So basically, if we don't have a healing taking place, then some of these bodies are basically contaminated and or full of judgment, which is preventing healings from taking place. So here we go. This is a feeling body, one more body. So we'll go back 5 days. In the past, so 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today's cleared. Next we'll do a mental body. So most people who don't live in the emotions or the feeling body may live in their mental body. These are the people who think a lot, analyze a lot. So same process, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then we have a certain group of people who live in their sensory body. Their sensory body can get overloaded by being overstimulated. And some of those people actually just really kind of give up on life sometimes because they can't take the energies. They certain foods bother them, people bother them, life bothers them, because they're just oversensitized. So we're going to help some of those people out. You might be listening, you may have this problem too. Remember, if you feel any energies at all with any of these bodies, you need this clearing. You need a lifetime clearing, not just a sample that I'm doing here on the radio program. So here we go, 5 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared for sensory body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And next we're going to do another clearing. We're going to do a clearing to put you into the present moment. So there's people who live in the past and also who live in the future. So we're going to first do the people who live in the future and bring them back. So we're going to come back here to the present moment. Here we go. And you can be in both places at one time. So we're coming back. I'll just count to 10 from 10 backwards as you come back. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And right now you're in this present moment. And that may only be part of your consciousness. Now we'll go to the people who live in the past. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And right now you should be in this present moment. So I'd like you all just to kind of, again, sample these clearings. Just put some music on now. And to see how your body's responding. Remember, stay out of your head. Just feel your body energy. Another clearing here, and we'll do one for anxiety. And same process, we'll go back 5 days. And here we go. Just close your eyes, take a deep breath. And 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Boy, kind of rough yesterday. I'm yawning. Someone had some stuff. 2 days cleared. Yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do another sample clearing here. And I think we'll do the parallel life sample clearing. I keep talking about this on the show. A lot of people just love this clearing because it gets them out of the dream state for a lot of people. And what it really does is bring you back into wholeness with the half a spirit that you are, because your twin flame is elsewhere. And remember, you have to get yourself into your body with your spirit for ascension. And when you're not in your body, you know, where are you? So when you're not here, where are you? Remember, you're being turned off and on continuously. And so even though you're listening to me in real time, you're also not here. This is why you want to always command your spirit not to leave. But you get a little on the negative side here. The dark side takes us out and holds us captive. This is why a lot of people have never had the ascension process. because either they had improper teachings the last 2,000-year cycle or at the end of the cycle, and or the dark side came in and just held you captive in these dark side universes, the cloned Earths and cloned bodies like you have right now. And your spirit is now forced to go to these areas. So I would venture to say there's probably a couple thousand of these dark side universes that people go into, and I have a special clearing to get you out of those. So it's actually regained your spiritual integrity. The light ship can go into part of these universes during the ascension time, but it's a lot of work because a lot of people just don't work on themselves or they align themselves in this lifetime with dark side energies, not knowing that. And once the dark side sometimes gets a hold of us, then at that point it's very difficult to backpedal out of these situations. So here we go. We're going to work with 10 parallel lives here. And these parallel lives, like I said, is where your spirit is. I like you to think of a physical problem, condition, mindset that you're dealing with right now that you think is yours, and it could be just brought to you by a parallel lifetime. It has nothing to do with you, but your spirit brings this energy back to you. So number one, released, and your spirit's being returned back to you, the parts of you that left into this lifetime. Number two, coming back. Three, cleared. Four, cleared. Five, cleared. Six, cleared. Seven, cleared. Eight, cleared. Nine, cleared. And 10. Boy, that feels pretty good. Let's do that one over again for some people here. We'll do another set of 10. So 10, cleared. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There, you should be out of 10 lifetimes now. And you may feel tingles in your body. You might feel a higher consciousness. And just see if anything left your body, maybe thought forms, maybe pain, and just see how you're feeling. And I'll just put some music on so you can experience you being with yourself a little stronger. And now we'll do another sample clearing here. And we'll do one for the planets that are connected to you here. Remember, there's probably over a couple thousand planets also that's corded to you, taking away your energy. And we know a few of these here. These are in your horoscope. And but there's many, many more of these here. But you can just see how powerful the ones are that we know about. And that's only like a dozen of them. So understand that when you have a couple thousand attached to your body organs, this is the dark side energies, taking away your free will, same as these parallel lives, you realize that, well, you need to get out of these things if you want to actually become a spiritual person, because there's no way you could ever do that unless you have these energies released from you. So here we go. We'll do, again, 10 planets here. So first planet released. And just, again, you know, think of your body. Do a body scan and see if you feel anything's changing. So first planet cleared, second cleared, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seventh cleared, eighth cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. And I'm feeling lower back energies myself, so there's people out there who have lower back problems. I'm feeling the right side right now. And hopefully that these pains will not come back to you. Again, these are against your free will. The light only works in the now. So if you're the first-time listener to this show, all you have to remember is to go to your heart center. This is where your divinity is. Your spirituality, the source energy that you are, is not outside of your heart. Anything outside of your heart is typically mind control energy, which is what you're taught today in New Age metaphysics. So we'll just get off that process here because that's kind of negative. Remember, the people looking for the parking places, etc., normally use mind energy, which is controlling, battle of the minds. Words are caught over that. You know, everybody has their own input on what their beliefs are, but the main thing is to stay in your heart center. Once you're in your heart, then it's very hard to think of mind because the mind doesn't live there. And you cannot use words to indicate heart energy because heart energy just is. It's a non-judgment. So here we go. We're going to do another clearing for you, another sample. And we're going to do a sample of energy that's going to help you with fear. I normally do two sessions here for fear and then anger. I'm finding out with most people who have these clearings, once they have a fear clearing, they feel much better off, but then they get into anger only because they get mad at themselves because of how much life they've wasted in the past because they haven't moved forward because of the fears that was projected on them. Remember, your mentors around you, your parents, school teachers, can put you into fear, and you could be living their life and their belief system. And then once you break away from that, then you can have a much more freer life and be able to express your own spirit. So we're going to do a fear clearing. We'll go back 5 days. And again, here we go, 5 days ago, cleared, 4 days cleared, three cleared, two cleared, one cleared, and today cleared. I'd like you just to kind of sit back and look at this again, see how you feel. Remember, you need to connect with your body to see how your body is responding to these healings. Most people don't normally connect to their body too well because they just don't know how to do that. But if you are that type of person that can actually feel body energy, you're going to feel your body saying, yeah, these are great healings. I would like to have more of these because I can get out of the density. Remember, all these densities that we're doing, these clearings, are the reason why your body passes on. And there's, you know, a lot of proof of that. Go to the hospitals and see people there who are normally elderly, or just go to a cemetery. You're going to see all the different people there that have not worked on themselves at this spiritual level. have a question from Jim here, asking about stillborn babies, and I'll just kind of go into that a little bit here. And this is also true of people who've had abortions. So what happens is that the spirit that initially chose to come into the body, for some reason, decided not to come. And at that point, if it didn't want to come, then it's up for grabs by everyone else in the same soul family. Remember, these are the people that you incarnate with over and over again for your forced incarnations here. And if nobody decides to come into that body, maybe they don't like the genetics for some reason, maybe the parents were on drugs, maybe the genetics were red, and it said, oh, this is a great pair of parents, and then all of a sudden they got on drugs or something happened, or just maybe the spirit chose not to come in. At that point, like I said, it's kind of up for grabs for the same frequency of spirits in the soul family. If they don't want to take on the fetus, then at that point, the baby would have a stillborn. It would be stillborn when it's born. The next thing on abortions is very similar. So what happens is the spirit then tells the mother to typically have the abortion process. That might be less traumatic. Either way, the baby would not live. So if you have had an abortion out there and you're listening and you have all that guilt, well, it's more than likely because the spirit told you to have that. It's typically less traumatic to have maybe the fetus taken from you before it was actually born and you actually maybe see it or carry it all the way through to full term. So that's kind of my hit on this, is that the actual spirit did not wish to come into that body for whatever reason. So I hope that helps people out there who are listening. And I hope that answered your question, Jim. So let's see here. Kyle and Adriana, they'd like to have the three M's, M, M, and M, come in. So we'll do that. And the three M's are Archangel Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek. So just kind of watch your light being on the monitor screen. We'll bring in these three energies all at one time. It's kind of like a little powerhouse coming in here. So here they come. And they start to feel the energy coming into your body. Remember, everything from the light ship is heart-based energy. Like I said earlier, you won't never find it, in your head. So if you're a very mental person and you don't feel, the energy will be here anyway for you, but you won't be able to detect it inside of your head. This is the process. You have to go to your heart center. And we'll just put on some music here as these energies are coming in. And sit back and relax and just enjoy these three beautiful archangels coming to you and request some healing. Remember, they will not heal you unless you ask. The light always sees you in the present now. Stronger for everybody right now. stronger here as they come in more for you, everybody. So just sit back and relax. You may find the energy increasing right now. Stronger. Felt really, really good. So if you're interested in coming and going into the Creation Light Chip Light Infusion Chamber, we'll have a set up June 11th through 13th. Shalimar Productions is putting on a special event up here in Mount Shasta, and we'll have it inside the Ford Theater at the College of the Siskiyou. So if you're interested to have a wonderful experience. You can come here and enjoy the Light Infusion Chamber. You can send me an email if you wish and give you information, possibly on lodging if you need that or anything else, but it'll be a wonderful time. So hope to see you here if you're coming here. And so there's a lot of people on the fast chat that was from New York, really enjoyed being in New York, doing private sessions and talking with people, meeting people. We do have a clearing that we're going to do. Looks like it was requested to have the mind control off of people earlier. So we'll count to 10, and you're going to feel yourself free of the EMFs around you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, kind of take a note how your body's responding right now. It should be relaxing. And we'll bring in another divine energy through the light beam. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And so here she comes. And again, request your healing. And we have special conference calls weekly. Only $20, so if you wish to have an hour of healing on the light ship, we have that available Mondays and Fridays. We do water charging on Wednesdays, where you have whole months of water charge every Wednesday, 1 week at a time. That cost is only $60 for a whole month of water, so it's a way to stay in touch with your divinity, and each day you have special water, divinely charged just for you. And starting tomorrow, we're having our four-hour conference call when you're on the light ship for a full 4 hours, and the light beings do their special healings with you. It's quite an awesome experience. So if you're interested in that, give me a call or an email, and I can set you up with the phone number and PIN number. And it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So enjoy Mother Mary right now as she comes into your room through the light beam. Yes, I made a mistake. It is July. So we're July 11th to the 13th, the light ship in Mount Shasta, going up in the light infusion chamber. So we'll be ending the call here. We'll bring in Mother Mary a lot stronger here. And I'll just be signing off here. And on Saturdays, we have our Saturday Night Live on the Light Ships. If you'd like to participate in that, come on the BBS radio show. We go to the Light Ship for probably about 20 minutes. And again, it's 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And hope to see you there. And so I'll just say blessings to all of you. And have a very nice evening here. And hope you're very relaxed with these wonderful healings. And enjoy Mother Mary. So blessings to all of you.